It's 7 minutes to 1 o'clock on a Friday. It's time for the UK report with our UK correspondent, Gavin Gray. Gavin, thanks so much for joining us. Lockdown affecting even the most industrialized and most richest countries. One in seven UK stores now lay empty. The pandemic and online shopping has further accelerated the demise of the retail sector in that country. I can tell you a similar story in South Africa as well.
It's shocking, isn't it, I'm afraid, Lester? Yes, so one in seven stores across Britain is now vacant. The figure has worsened in the last quarter, so the overall vacancy rate has gone up to 14.1%, up from 13.7%. It doesn't sound a huge increase, but oh boy, after the pandemic, after an increase in business rates, that's the tax people pay on their premises if they're a business, and also, of course, the growing popularity of online shopping, retailers have really, really had a tough problem at the moment. The situation is worst in the northeast of England, where one in five retail premises is now vacant. One in five. The same in Wales. And then the Greater London, area has the fewest with just one in 10. But this is obviously very worrying for the retailers here in the UK.
I say this with the utmost of good-naturedness, but how are the pubs doing, Gavin?
Yeah, and Leicester, they've had a really rough ride as well, partly because, of course, the government wants to increase the tax on alcohol, and then the pandemic meant they could shut down. Now, currently, they can reopen, but only outdoors. Well, that's fine if you've got a pub garden, but, you know, if you're in the centre of London on a busy street, you probably can't put any tables out, so you can't open. And that has caused massive headaches as well for that industry. And certainly lots of people believe that although the government introduced this furlough scheme where they would pay the majority of a staff salary if the employer promised to keep them on, that scheme is running out soon. And people really fear that so many jobs that have been lost in hospitality during the pandemic won't actually come back. However, having said that, one or two restaurant businesses, they, along with pubs, are allowed to open indoors in just under 3 weeks' time. They're saying they actually can't recruit enough staff because some have simply left the sector altogether.
Moving over to Turkey now, that becomes the epicenter of the pandemic in Europe. Turkey now goes under full lockdown.
Yes, for the first time. So actually, Turkey a few months ago was really praised as doing pretty well. It was one of the countries that, quite frankly, put in place early action and was praised by the World Health Organization. Turn the clock forward to today, and I'm afraid it is a very, very different story. There are 60,000 new cases a day, 60,000, and more than 300 deaths a day. So, Lester, it's a pretty grim situation. So their lockdown is pretty severe. People have to stay at home except for essential shopping trips and urgent medical treatment. All travel between cities will require official approval. Schools to close, alcohol sales limited, and some businesses are exempt. But frankly, many experts believe this is not enough, and the measures last throughout the rest of Ramadan and the Eid festival. Turkey relies heavily on tourism. Lester, it has seen a 70% fall in tourist numbers. As I said, it's a really grim situation, and I'm afraid mirrored, of course, by so many other countries around the world, this huge spike now in cases.
Gavin, when the Court of Arbitration for Sport issued that four-year ban against Russia, that Russian athletes would not be able to show any of their flag colors on their any of their sporting uniforms and flag bearers at the Olympics, I thought it would essentially just affect track and field. But there is a diplomatic incident caused by a drafts championship between a Polish official was forced to remove the Russian flag. And I forget that something, a game like drafts, is taken as seriously as sport, but it has wide-reaching ramifications.
It has indeed. It's actually led to a bit of a diplomatic spat. Yes, drafts or checkers, you wouldn't perhaps associate with having a world championship, but it does. And the match was between a Russian player and a Polish player, and they were midway through a game when all of a sudden an official stepped forward in front of the cameras and took the Russian flag out. Now, there was a whole load of consternation. Why were you doing this? But they said, look, we've no option. We've realized that to comply with international sporting rules, Russians are barred from competing under their flag. So off came the flag. In solidarity, the Polish player then removed the Polish flag. But I have to say the ramifications are big there. There have been Olympic committee representations from Russia. Diplomats, I think, have been given a talking to. Suffice to say, Lester, I think this story is going to run and run. And the world is normally sedate in drafts has certainly changed a bit.
I can't wait for the World Marble Games when Russia has to compete without their flag. But Gavin Gray, thank you so much for joining us. UK correspondent here on Cape Talk.